What?
I'll make it a motion that we accept the agenda.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to know, Bill, if you had checked with your attorney on whether you should be meeting the open meeting rules.
I asked Bill. Okay. I'll address this at the end, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
You're right.
Yeah,
And what is your name?
My name is Brian Roth. I was talking to Lauren last night, and I had a package stolen out of the parcel box at Sunday School Road and Walker Road, May 10th. I've been trying to investigate with the post office to find out what happened to it, whether it was delivered or not. And anyway, it was delivered, and I have no recourse other than just lose it. It was a prescription worth about $200. So Lauren suggested that I come down and tell everybody. And the post office said if they have enough of these incidents, they can send an investigator out. But he said it's almost impossible to tell anything else about what went on other than the fact that the package was delivered and it was taken out of the parcel box. Something I learned during this whole process, and I don't know if anybody's aware of this or not, but through the United States Postal Service, you can request informed delivery. What that is that they take pictures of everything that comes to your mailbox. And you can go on USPS.com to track and manage and then informed delivery. And it's a few fill-ins there where you can put your name and email address and whatnot. And about 8 o'clock in the morning, you'll get a notification of what's supposed to be in your mailbox at that point in time, whether it's a package, letters and everything, there's actually pictures of it. So we started doing that as well, but we also stopped our delivery of parcels that if it doesn't fit in our mailbox to keep it in the post office, and they'll give you a note, and you can go down there and pick it up. But
okay, Brian, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Anybody else? We need another chair.
No, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're late.
Yeah.
Well, there's chairs, so there's no reason to not get chairs.
No,
chairs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I think what I'm seeing are a lot of people that really wanted to volunteer in person for Walker Day, so thank you guys.
Nice,
awesome.
Nice
awesome.
Comment, yeah.
Really awesome. My cockles are warm. I don't even know where they are, but they are warm.
Okay, we had we had the annual meeting, and then the executive session at the end of the annual meeting. Of course, we've already made the announcement. They reelected me as president. Thank you very much. Of course, it was under threat of death. Clyde is our secretary. John is our vice president. Dan is the treasurer. So we've had a fire last night, and there'll be a lot of interest in what Roger has to say, so we'll get to that in a minute. Everything's running smooth. John's working toward Walker Day. So I'll interject things as I remember that I want to talk about as we go through the meeting. I had forwarded minutes. This isn't really, this is your place to do this, but I had forwarded the minutes. You weren't involved in that.
Right.
And so you have the minutes, and they've been published on the website. And so do I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented and dispense with the reading of the minutes?
I would make a motion to accept the minutes as presented and dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Okay, moves, and who seconds?
I'll second.
Well, you're too late, Steve did it. Sure. Got to get you involved in the process here. So.
Very exciting.
All right, any discussion about the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, treasurer's report. I think you do have the treasurer's report.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so actually we had a pretty good month in May compared to last month. As of now, we have a total of $219,543.58 in our just our liquid assets or our checking. So we're doing well, and with the total assets after adding in the fixed assets and all those things, we're at a total of $340,058.19. Okay, so last month we got in the contribution from our dumpster, which was $13,000.
But that's a two-year thing, because we didn't dump anything out of there last year because of fire watch.
I'm just going to lower the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. So the total income was actually for May was excellent compared to was actually $36,580 for the total income for May, and that was a big boost from the dumpsters.
All right. But,
expenses, we let's see. That's what I am behind that. Wrong one. There it is. The total of $30,083 in expenses, I think, a variety of, a lot of vehicle maintenance and that kind of thing. So we're sitting good. $340,000 in the account.
Do you have the annual numbers by chance?
For what?
For the year end, because the year end in May. Because they weren't complete at the annual meeting.
Right. Basically, the contributions from the 2017 year.
Yes.
The May 17th.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're June 1, May 31st.
Are you talking about income or like donations? Or
yeah, just the total income and then total expenses. If you can.
17 through July 18th. So total income would be $196,803.
I don't believe it.
Perhaps I'm not done yet because May is May, just this time of year.
Right.
Yeah. Because you had the big chunks from the fire that the guys went on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Right.
So, no, I don't see it.
Okay. All right. Any questions for the treasurer? Have a motion to accept the treasurer's
report? I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Have a second? Steve, second? Don't let him scare you away.
Oh, no.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fire chief report.
Called 6 calls, 3 medical, 1 wildland fire, 1 smoke investigation. Training, we have rookie training and our annual wildland refresher. Fleet and Dan touched on the Tender 81 needed a new clutch. Personnel station manning is underway. We have spotty coverage, maybe half the shifts covered. Fire season per data from the Forest Service, fuel moisture and energy release components are not that bad. This may be counterintuitive, but the fire danger, like last year, is a greater threat at lower elevations, specifically that something would start at a lower elevation and then come here, which is, you know, how the Goodwood Fire started and threatened to come here. Anything is possible, but that is the setup for now. and short reports and all I got.
Do you want to discuss or describe the fire this morning or last night?
Sure, we had a big fire.
And a big one.
And a lot of orange stuff. So it was a, it's got to be investigated. It's a complicated fire for varying reasons that I don't know whether it'll come out. It's not really our place to, talk out of turn and speculate. But complicated fire, structure was lost. A vehicle was lost. There was propane involved. Very small fire. Like, my initial size up was, an acre, but it was probably less than an acre. It was on a hillside. Federal land was threatened, so they came, the Forest Service. We had automatic aid dispatched from Prescott, which is a little unusual because you don't technically have an automatic aid agreement with them, but they were dispatched automatically. An engine and a battalion chief. We got a line around it very, very quickly because it was, quite small. The only, I think, task at this point is we're going to have to drown the rubble of the house. And after this meeting, we've got guys up there now, and after this meeting, I'm going up with some other guys, and we're going to go ahead and do that.
Where was it?
It was in Potato Patch off of, very coincidentally, Bluff Road. You can probably draw a rock between where we were last night and where the wildland fire was.
Okay.
3 days ago.
So, all right. So you were first on scene, you guys?
Us and or Patrol 85, which I was driving, and Prescott 75 got there simultaneously.
Okay. Okay. Any questions for Roger?
Groom
Creek,
were they there?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Roger. I don't think we need to approve his report. Committee reports Walker Day. You want to say something about Walker Day?
Sure,
John?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. That's enough.
Thank you very much. Keep your waitress.
It's coming along great. Finally got a few people to step up with quads to help shuttle some of our visitors to the, it's the 100 mailbox lot. In the Sunday school lot. Now, we all know it. Well, I'll say some of us know. If you're at the Sunday school lot, you can cut right through the riverbed, and it's pretty easy to go. But people are going all the way back to Walker and then down to the station. That's a half mile. You've got some mom with three kids. Boy, that's a long trek. So it's just fun to have somebody pull up with some big six-seater quad and throw the family in, and it's a ride associated with Walker Day, and we're covered. Our insurance covers that. We're covered for liability, things like that. So it's just an added feature. I'll need a lot of help on Thursday night. How many's planning to come Thursday to help unload this big building? All right. Well, there's three. I can only depend on the board members, but you guys are around. There's 300-400 boxes of cool stuff out there. We have to take it all out, sort it all. Hopefully, we might get a little rain this weekend, which would be great, but not on all of our cool Walker Day stuff, so we'll figure that out. There's always something, right? Always. So if you're available, if you know someone that is, that would be great. And if you come down on Walker Day, there's always some place to put someone. Somebody will always end up doing something, showing people where the bathrooms are or helping control traffic or whatever. There's always something to do. So come on down for a few hours, wear one of your Walker shirts, and most everyone's going to have like a little name tag that's going to be in the shape of a pink car, and that'll identify the Walker worker, something we're starting this year. So, it's going to be fun, and I think that's it. If there's anything else that I need, I'll put it on the list.
Porta-johns.
I sent you an email about that.
So. Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, so.
Okay.
When did you send it?
Yeah.
3, 4, or 5 days ago.
Okay.
Right. But
right.
Two of those would be great.
Two?
Yeah.
You want a handicap?
You know what? Or we could just do one handicap. Might be fine. And the question is about a washing station.
Right.
And
I'll do it. I two handicaps. Two.
One of each and then a washing station?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you know what? We'll put it right behind the building here?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
In fact, we'll talk about it.
Yep.
It may go next to the old little outbuilding behind the band because it's much more visible.
We're going to be cooking there and they stink. So
that's true. I like it right over here. You know what? It's so fun. Because we want people to know that's not the food this year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's it. That's it. That's Walker Day.
Okay. All right. I already mentioned the annual meeting elections.
Yeah.
the budget. Now, there's been a budget passed around, and I know that you guys are new, and I think this is actually called the corrupt process, since he was the one that bugged me into getting this done early. And the budget here is as you've had it to review, and I know that you're new, most of you, three of you are new, and the rest of us don't read it anyway. We depended on Steve and Adam and Roger to put this together. So, Roger, you've seen this, and you have it here what you need. Is that what?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, okay, because you worked with Steve to get this done, I think.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So, I'd like to see us approve this, although I hate to, if you think you would rather wait and read it and then have more time to digest it. I think the only supplemental thing we're going to add to this is that we want to add a $5,000 station security line item in here. We're going to improve the Wi-Fi, and we're going to set up cameras. There are cameras here that don't work, and there's also alarm doors here that aren't alarmed. So with Clyde's help and Matt, we're going to.
And we'll just put that in his line item at maximum of $5,000.
Yeah,
see what it comes
right.
Out of that. Right.
Yeah, that may put us into a deficit in terms of the budget, but we've been running surpluses in the budget. In fact, it looks like we have a $10,000 deficit in the budget here anyway. So, but the budgets have been, we've been under budget for the last 5 or 6 years. So we're just being very cautious about making sure that we have whatever Roger needs to work with. So with that addendum, with that addition, that $5,000 line item.
I can find it.
Okay. So, yeah, John, so you moving to accept the budget as it's been presented?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. So, Scott, seconds. Any discussion about the budget? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the firewheel. We have a notice from the county that they're going to approve it, and they actually told me informally that we could start to put the firewheel in place.
Oh, good.
So I need to call Perry, and then we need to get a work crew to do that. So that has all been approved. So it'll be up at Blue Jay Road is where the firewheel will be.
Right. Does everyone know what a firewheel
no.
is?
No.
Okay. Basically, it's a neat little colorful sign that has an arrow that says fire danger is low,
right.
Medium, blah, blah, blah. They call it a firewheel. I didn't know that verbiage before, so before moving here for sure. So,
no.
So we've had to, Terry Fiske was nice enough to create this. Big giant thing, and then but it's it's all about pulling permits and getting the county to approve it and all that. So they've said sure we can't see a reason we wouldn't approve that, and then we chose a space near Blue Jay Road.
Right, and the county's with it.
When's the plan to?
Right.
We just need to work the crew together to
okay.
do it. If we have to get the day labor to do it, whatever we can
right.
just we're going to need volunteers. This is not going to be an easy dig. I suspect.
Right.
I don't know if that's filled there or not. If it's filled, then it's a fairly simple dig for those posts, but otherwise it's not.
Unless we have a connection to APS with one of those big augers that takes.
Right. Well, you got to do Blue Stake. Got to do Blue Stake first because there's phone lines in there.
Okay.
And there's
right.
some steps to
the
go
process.
Through
right.
the process.
Right.
So Terry will help organize it.
Good.
But he's not going to do the physical work.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
Good.
All right. I'm going to move the road sign event signs up a little bit because it kind of falls in with the firewheel. When we were going to put the firewheel in, we realized that we because it's a permanent structure, we needed to deal with the county or the forest because it's the forest area of the property where we're going to put it, and it's right away for the county. They're very amenable to it. They wanted us, they were happy and made it a very simple thing for us to do to get this permit to do it. And in those conversations, I asked about our roadside signs. One of the roadside signs that was up there, the red flag sign, was on the side of the road, had a big rock on it. And I got a call from them saying, we really don't like that there because if a car hits that, then that rock becomes a projectile and can do damage, other. So we moved the red flag up on the hill. I don't know who did that. You did that? Okay. So it happened quick. And he offered to bring sandbags. I don't know if he ever brought sandbags or not, but so sandbags are $5 a piece or something. So if we need sandbags for other things, we should probably get you a supply.
Do we have any on hand or not?
I'm not aware of that.
We never, I don't know, I've never seen the sandbag here.
Okay.
I've used water in buckets to weight things down. So, but in that process, I talked to them. The stop signs and road signs that they have, you know, the yield signs and things, are in a breakaway. They have a square pipe. It's not a pipe. It's a square that the pole sticks down in, and they hold it in there with a bolt. And if it gets hit, it bends over. It's easily broken, and it can be removed. And I asked him if we could probably, and we should probably go about getting several of these things set up so when we get our road signs, so you can have a printer, and we're hauling these damn wood signs around that are all splintery, and they look like terrible. So we can probably get ourselves some signs in a print shop that are the same things that we have out here in the parking lot. It's plastic medium that they use, and they'll last a long time, and they'll be colorful, and we can take them in and out, and it doesn't, you don't have to lug a 40-pound sign up the hill. So, without objection, I think if one of you wants to handle that, I'll do it. I don't mind doing that, and we'll see about if we can get them to approve some of these signs posts. Then we can even take them out during the winter.
Do you think Terry Siski is already on the pulse of who might be willing to do the approving and all that?
Well, I'm in touch with Joe, but you know I don't want to bother Terry anymore. I have to.
You can ask him.
Yeah,
might be willing. He's already working on one project. So.
Okay. So that's kind of the reason why I want to put that roadside event sign in there. Okay, restructuring. Bill? I want to involve you in this conversation if we can.
Well, we have a threatened lawsuit, and they went to EEOC, and I'm not going to talk about that, but the attorney right away said, well, we've got a copy of your annual report, and we know how much money you guys have got. And when you walk around with money, it's like walking around with a beer flask with $100 bills, hoping the wind doesn't blow them away. So that kind of woke me up to the fact that we haven't really done any, quote, asset protection. So one thought was to separate the actual firefighting operation from the $300,000 or whatever the number is. The cash is cash, but the rest of the stuff, I don't know how we're valuing the engines and the buildings. Accounting traditionally, it's the original cost, so that stuff may actually be worth more or less. But anyway, we got some money, and it's an attractive target. So I was proposing that the Water Fire Protection Association, as it exists, we raise money and hold money, and then we spin off the fire department to be a wholly owned subsidiary, and the fire department owns the engines probably and conducts firefighting operations in the building at least, which they would. The bigger, we could also get creative and lease the trucks to the firefighting operation. But in any case, if an ambulance or a truck or whatever runs somebody over, then we're going to go, well, we've got $100,000 worth of trucks, but we're not writing a $300,000 check, and now all of a sudden we're out of business totally, whatever. So that was kind of the concept, and I'm glad to do it if the board wants, but I have other things to do than write up things that you guys say no. I mean, I got other things.
Well, Bill, the is a separate entity, like the trash is a separate entity.
Yeah, we got created that.
Okay, so that would be the same idea. It would be an LLC or maybe even a separate corporation.
No, it'd be a separate, probably an LLC. It would be separate, and I'm thinking again. I can come back with some proposals in a month or two, but I'm thinking of whereas the Walker Fire Protection Association has members. Okay. When you have a nonprofit, some have members and some are just board-driven. So, for example, if you have everybody who has a child in a certain public school, that's the people who could be on the parent-teacher association.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you're the American Red Cross, well, who are your stakeholders? So they just have a board of maybe 10 or 15 people, and if one who drops off the board, nominates somebody else to go on the board. So that's how I was thinking. The new entity, we don't need another annual meeting. We just need, the fire chief, maybe the EMT chief, either the president of this board or somebody from this board, maybe a member at large, and it will be self-generating because we're going to feed it money quarterly or monthly. So that's where the control, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Clyde, do you have any questions for Bill about this?
No, actually, I've made some notes on it, and you'll take a look at that, and you'll get back to us with proposals in the next few months.
Dan, anything? Steve? Roger?
No.
Scott?
Nothing, thank you.
Sure. Just want to nutshell this, because I have a pretty good idea where we're going, but it's kind of like someone on the outside was to look at Walker Fire. They look at our assets. What they would see if we created a separate entity for our cash surplus, they would see $69,000 in savings rather than $219,000. We've got $150,000 in a separate company. Pulis?
Yeah, but I'm not thinking in terms of money. I'm thinking of almost all the cash
and the building staying where it is.
I see.
And then I'm thinking an actual, whatever we want to call it, one required apartment or something. Okay.
Right, right.
Having certainly all of the small tools and et cetera, I'm not exactly sure where we want to go with the engine.
Right.
Okay, or the right track, whatever you want to call it. And then we would, the WFA would still raise the money, and we get money from the other organization also, so that's fine. And then you've got a budget, we have a budget, they would have a budget, and they would tell us, for like you always say, Roger, what do you need? Well, he's going to say, I need $5,000 a month. Well, we'll transfer $5,000 a month.
With
but this organization has very little chance of hurting anybody other than somebody skins their knee at Walker Day.
Right.
But when you're running around, driving vehicles around, and we have obviously personnel issues that we never even thought about. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues when you've got to, and not just keep that company as lean as possible, but if you lean it too much, all they own is one fire hose and a hat, then somebody's going to look through that. So I'm trying to come up with a, what do you throw out there?
Right.
And how much do you hold back?
Okay. So this is pretty ironclad. I mean, there's no gossamer string that would say, no, we see what you guys are doing.
Well, people do it all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not one Exxon. There's Exxon Exploration and Exxon Refining and Exxon.
Very reason. And the last question is, so in a situation like what we have now, this all was precipitated because someone tried to sue us, and we had assets that looked impressive.
How embarrassed can you get, right? What
was that big fire axe we had? Do we have an axe for things like this?
I'd like to hear that from the song, actually.
It's a commercial break.
I apologize.
Yeah. How embarrassing is that?
Take him out.
Yeah. That commercial break was rough. So last thing is.
I thought you did that already.
Well, this is the last thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this going to be, it's great that you're willing to do this for us pro bono. We love that word.
He didn't say pro bono.
Oh, yeah. I do say that. But is this so cumbersome that in 20 years, when you no longer want to have anything to do with that piece, that we have to pay someone a lot of money to keep this maintained?
No, and look at the trash thing. We did
that. Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once it's running by itself.
Yeah.
All right,
certainly something.
Well,
thank you for saying
it's
running.
As long as you're
careful
not to co-mingle the funds.
Hang on. We'll work. Right. All right. So, any other questions for Bill?
You don't even want to ask me that.
No, I do. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to tell you that the assets were figured at cost.
We may be worth more or less. I would think the station is probably worth more.
I think we understand. Do you have something else?
Well, I was just going to mention at least throw it out for another meeting. We have the proxy issue to discuss.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then Joyce has a question for you too.
No, so, I have children.
Okay. All right. So, does the board want to proceed with this?
I imagine we should probably discuss it.
Yeah, we should discuss it.
Yeah.
I think we'll discuss it.
Well, now we're discussing it.
I think it makes sense from the standpoint of, for the reasons you've mentioned, it does make sense of having, your assets, your equipment in set of one, and then your cash in the other to have the two set up completely separate,
I think it's a great idea just to have it listen to the proposals and decide then.
Yeah.
Discuss with them.
I think
maybe call a motion to accept it. You know, you go ahead and do the research and get back to them 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, there's no obligation, but I didn't want to put in you know, 20 hours if you guys go, that's a stupid idea.
Well, that's good. Well, let's get a feeling for the board.
Right. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
All the way around. Okay. I'd like to see the proposal.
Seems to make a lot of sense.
I'd like to see the proposal as well.
Sure. Right.
Can there be or not be, I don't know what word to use, like cross-pollination between the two boards?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You and I probably should talk in other terms of who should be on it from the...
From an operations standpoint.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, because historically, okay, so it looks like the sense of the board is, the consensus of the board is, well, do you want to have a motion to go ahead and approve this process?
Uh-huh.
So who's going to make the motion?
Make a motion for Bill to go ahead and research it and approve it and come up with some options that we can discuss.
Okay. So Dan Doherty moves. Have a second?
Second.
Steve seconds. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we already talked about the station Wi-Fi and security. We're already, you know, sorry. I need to follow my own agenda. All right, community announcements. WCA, anybody else have any community announcements for events? Bud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just
want to
confirm with the new board that we've set aside some dates for the upcoming year for WCAA functions. Sunday, Saturdays, do you want me to read them off as to which ones they are?
Actually, if you just send it to me, I'll get it approved through the board. Send me the dates, just email me the dates. That's how we've done it for the last 5 years. If whoever's, who's the president of the WCAA currently?
Jeff
is. Okay. He's always just sent me that ahead of time, and I bring it to the board, and then I'll approve it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. But I think you have one scheduled here pretty quick, right?
Are these 19 dates or 18, 2018?
These are the rest of this year all the way until the board, again, meets next year.
Oh, yeah.
As of May, that would be our last one.
Okay.
And our first one's coming up first of next month.
Yeah, but that was already approved.
They should already be
approved. It was approved by the previous board, and that doesn't mean that this board approved it.
I see.
Okay.
And I'll send you those dates if you want, so you can approve them.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody object to anything that's been done by the previous board.
No.
Okay.
We will just approve them.
All right. How are you go for July 7th?
Well, there are some questions about the dates, and haven't seen the dates necessarily. There were a couple. I know that's why I sent them to him, and then because there was a conflict with at least one of those dates last year. So, anything else that's happening? You have the Sunday, Saturday. When is it?
The first Sunday, Saturday is going to be July 7th, which is before you meet again.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we'd already...
Sure.
Yeah.
That's already on the docket, yeah. I understand what you're saying, though. New board, maybe they have a new attitude. Not at all. Yeah.
It's happened before.
Really? Okay. All right. Not in 10 years since I've been here, but yeah.
Okay. Any other announcements about it? Any other announcements? Okay. Lauren?
County Grinder is repaired.
Whoa.
I'd like to set up a chipping haul. I'd like to reserve your parking lot September the 3rd till October the 12th.
Okay, so you're going to start Monday, Labor Day?
Yeah.
To when?
Till October the 12th.
Okay, and then what day was it? Chipper day would be the 12th?
Pardon me?
Chipper day would be the 12th?
Well, we chip, so we'd be done by the 12th, yes.
When is the chili party?
That's the
13th. Okay. All right.
This could interfere with the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
29th of September.
I will live with it. You know,
people
will find a place to park.
If we have an early, typically we have two grinds, and I can try to schedule one there if we've got a full parking.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a full parking lot, I think. You know, I mean, there's a lot of support for this. More and more people learning about it. You know, we're getting it in the damn dumpsters anyway. So
right. Can we park people in the park?
Well, it's just like Walker Day. People will find a place to park.
Yeah. But I mean, officially, we put people in the grassy park here. We put 20 cars down there pretty easy. Or is that just a nuisance? All right.
Yeah.
How do you get there?
A little ramp right on the front side.
Okay. All right, so Chipper Day, October 12th, we'll address it here in a minute. We'll get the board to approve it here in a minute after we're finished with everything else, okay? All right. Okay, now public forum. Anybody have anything else they want to address rather than an announcement? And your name?
Bob Dudzinski.
It's common spelling?
D-U-D-G-I-N-S-K-I.
Oh, Dudzinski.
Dudzinski.
Okay, gotcha.
Nice ring.
To whom it may concern, I would like to express my own overwhelming thanks to the Firewise and Lauren Bykirk and also James Robbins and the Lewis Fire Crew for mitigating extreme fire danger on about 8 acres of difficult mountain terrain on my property. Thank you for the impeccable service. If you want to see my property, go to Lookout Point on Big Bug. Look for the red roof, and you can see lots of trees and brush cut.
All right. Nice.
Great. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Will the fire wheel have anything on it about the red flag? Or would that be a separate entity?
Okay.
And where do we put the red flag?
All right. Out? Okay. I'll ask you here in a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else have anything else? Glenn?
No.
Okay. The red flag thing. He suggested that we put the red flag on the fire wheel. So we just put a tube on there and put the red flag in it. That's what he suggested. He actually suggested it when he called about the rock on the sawhorse.
Okay, as of 11 o'clock today, we have a red flag warning.
We do?
Where would you like me to put the sawhorse? Yeah.
Up on the hill.
Up on the hill?
Yeah. Not down by the road. Up,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. We haven't had a fireworks. I mean, the red flag has not been. It's always red flag as far as I'm concerned.
Today and possibly tomorrow.
No. Yeah, okay. Red flag has to do with the wind, I take it.
There's math involved.
Yeah.
No, that's
what was the other question I'm going to have to answer?
The other question was the open meeting.
Oh, okay. Open meeting. We're a private corporation. We're not following the open meeting law.
Was that a legal opinion?
Is that a legal opinion?
I'm a tax and corporate attorney. I don't know anything about open meeting.
Apparently called down
okay.
To volunteer our organization out of Sun City. They said all volunteer fire departments must have open meetings.
Okay.
So I would like a legal opinion on that. We
okay.
are waiting for their attorney that he's on vacation.
Okay.
You're
right.
Supposed to get back to
it. Right, Joyce. Thank you. My answer was, and we'll figure it out. If we want to have a discussion, you can talk to me later about it. The answer is obviously you don't like my answer. So,
no.
So we'll get an answer. We'll get an answer for it, and then we will answer you. And we'll get an official answer.
Right, because the bottom line is we do want to know.
We want to
we
know.
Think we know the answer, but if we're wrong, we need to know that.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right. Okay. Any other question that I didn't answer? I thought there was a second one I got in my notes here.
I think that's covered.
Okay. Anything from the board? Anything else from the board?
No.
Dan?
No.
Steve? Scott?
Yeah, fire's our worst enemy, not each other. I just wanted to point that out and let everybody know that. So that's my comment. Thank you.
John?
I have one thing to say.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to end this meeting.
Johnny O moves. Any seconds? Oh, my God. No second
hand, right here.
He was giving you the eye. That was the second eye, you know.
I nodded my approval.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?